Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Omud Beis. And we started in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah yesterday, Simin Reish Tzadi Hei, which we'll finish today. And Amir Tzashem, we'll start Reish Tzadi Vav. So we actually did, very interesting, there was a Ramah before the Mechaber. So we did the Ramah yesterday that began to deal with the halachos of the Chazan saying Havdalah in Shul. But the Ramah really was discussing the saying of Hinoam, and when we do say it and when we don't say it. For example, if a Yom Tov falls out during the week, a day that you can't do Malacha during the week, we don't say Hinoam. We had spoken out yesterday that when Erev Pesach, for example, falls out on Friday, so the first night of the Seder is Friday night, there's a Machlokes as to whether you do or do not say Hinoam the week before, because on Friday, Erev Pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to do Malacha after Chatzos, so some considered that, but the majority opinion is that that is not considered a significant, not allowed to do Malacha, and you would say Vihinoam on the Motzi Shabbos the week before. Finally, there is one last Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel Aval Omer V'yiten Lecha, where we said that we normally say V'yiten Lecha before we make Havdalah, V'achekach Mavdilin, and this brought down the name of the Levush. However, he brings down from the Minhagim, is Mashad the Mavdilin Kodem V'yiten Lecha, the Chainhu Bekolbo, that you'd say Havdalah before you say V'yitin L'cho, according to this opinion from the Kolbo as well. And he says, the Minhag Hayom is the Ma'achrin Havdalah. We always try to delay saying Havdalah as much as possible. So he says, the Minhag is to say V'yitin L'cho before you say Havdalah, brought down the name of the Prima Godim. Dirshu foot number 7 brings down for this same reasoning that when Matzi Shabbos is Chanukah, so what should you do first in Shul? Say Havdalah or say the lighting of the candles, that we light the Ner Chanukah first before Havdalah, because Mitzvah Havdalah is Tadira, nevertheless, Odif La'acher et Seis HaShabbos. We try to delay Shabbos going out as much as possible. He says, therefore, by this reasoning as well, on Purim Shechol B'Motzei Shabbos, when Purim is on Sunday, so you have to read the Megillah and make Havdalah. He says, Mavdilin Achar Kriyas HaMegillah. You make Havdalah after you read the Megillah for this same type of a reasoning. Now, there are those that disagree with both of these, but here he's illustrating the point, or at least the opinion, that says we try to delay saying Havdalah as late as possible. You want to keep Shabbos as long as possible. So now we finally get to the Mechaber, starting off with Sif Aleph in the second line of Ayin Amud Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Mavdil Shliach Tzibur Kedei Lahotzi Mish Ein Lo Yayin. The Shliach Tzibur in Shul says Havdalah Al HaKos in order to be Motzi, to fulfill the obligation for those people that don't have wine at their own house, so they'll listen to the Havdalah in the Shul. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Vav, the Mish Yesh Lo Yayin, as opposed to somebody who does have wine in his own house, Yoseh Tov, it's preferable, Shiyavdu B'Veso, it would be much better for that person to make Havdalah in his own house. Kidei Lahotzi has called B'nei Beso, and this way he can fulfill the obligation for Havdalah for all the people in his household as well. And he says, V'ayin Mashiko Sabnu B'Reish Sadi Vav Siv Zayin B'Mishnah Berurah. And these halachas will be discussed much further over there, Yemir Tzashem, in Siv Zayin, in Reish Sadi Vav, which we'll get to in 2 days or so. Dishu foot number 9 brings down from also Reish Tzadi Vav, Shetamidei Chachamim Ein Somchin Al Havdalah HaNemeres B'Veis HaKnesses. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should certainly try very hard not to rely upon the Havdalah that they make in Shul, and you should be making Havdalah in your own house for all of your household in order to fulfill the obligation for them as well. And this, in fact, he says, is Roy L'Chol Odom Linho. This is the proper way for everybody, not only Talmidei Chachamim. The issue foot number 10 says, if you had in mind to be Yotze with the Havdalah in Shul, so he brings down also from Simon Reish Sadi Vav, Shalo Yochol Havdil O Beveso Lahotzi Es Hanoshim, then there's a real problem as to whether you can say the Havdalah for women. For men in the house, you technically could say the Havdalah because we have the din of Arevus. There's a big machlokus whether this applies to women as well. And he says, according to the Deos, Shenoshim Peturus Me Havdalah, according to the idea that women are not obligated in Havdalah, so then, Birchasote Levatola, since they're not obligated, and if you're making it for them and you're not making it for yourself, you're just making it to be Motzi them, according to this opinion, that would be Brach Levatola. He does point out, if in shul nobody wants to be yotzi with Havdalah, everybody's going to make it at home, so what should you do? So he brings down in Simon Tof Reish Chav Dalet that when you're making Havdalah on Matzah Yom Kippur in shul, Shebechol Ofen Yavdilu V'yitnu L'Katan Lishtos, that there you can give it to a katan to go and drink and be fulfilling the mitzvah in that fashion. Then he brings down an important idea. What is the nusach in the shul? Is it the same as the nusach in the house? So he brings down which I think many shuls do not necessarily follow this opinion, but it is a very valid opinion, and many of the Siddurim actually write it this way, even though it's not followed that way in shul. He brings out from the Aruch HaShulchan, She'ein Omrim HaPsukim, that are normally found at the beginning of the Abdullah, Kinei Kel Yeshuasi, etc., etc. There is this custom not to say those in shul, and the reasoning behind this is brought down later in the footnote, that we don't want the people to mistakenly think that that's the Ikra HaVdala. Another reason, he says, is because you say these psukim for a simen tov. And if you just said v'yitin l'cha in shul, so that was enough of a simen tov. You don't have the matriach to tzibor by saying additional psukim. And they make a diak from this, from Reit Sadibah, which we're going to learn later today, where the Ramah brings down that you say these things babayis, implying that you only say these psukim in the house, and you don't say them in the shul. Then he brings down, if a person's standing in Lilu Shmoneh Esrei and he wants to be Yotzi with Avdallah, he's saying a slower Shmoneh Esrei, or he came late, and they're about to start Avdallah, can he or can he not stop? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that maybe in between the brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei, he would be allowed to stop and pause and listen and be Yotzi bid the Eved in that fashion, but not in the middle of a bracha. That would be a hefsik. He brings down an even stricter opinion from the Salmas Chaim, that there is no hetet to stop at all in the Shmoneh Esrei, and he brings down from the Har Tzvi, that here we apply the rule of Shomea Ka'ona, and it's considered a hefsek, even though in other situations, by Kaddish and Kedusha, we may not. Havdalah is actually stricter. Then the Ramah says, Hagav, enogulo marula haskir Eliyo anobi b'motzi Shabbos. It's a well-known, recognized custom to mention and talk and sing about Eliyo anobi on Motzi Shabbos after you make Havdalah. And the purpose of this is lispalo sheyovo v'yivasrenu hagula. He brings out from the Torah that the purpose over here is that we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please bring Eliyo, and he'll pronounce that Mashiach is coming b'mehera v'yomeinu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, because he brings down the Esau, the Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem Gimel says, Muftach l'en l'Yisrael, it is promised to us, She'ein Elio ba, lo ba'arvi shabosos, lo ba'arvi yomim tovim. Elio is not going to come on Friday or on Erev Yontif, because, mipnei ha-torach, because people are very busy then. She'menichim tzorchei Shabbos, v'hochim l'hakbil ponov. Rashi explains that if Elio with the content, b'meir of Yomeinu, we should only have this dilemma to worry about. People are going to be so excited about Elio coming, they're not going to properly prepare for Shabbos and Yontif. So Hashem promises us, I'm not going to bring Elio on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, al kein onu mispalim. Therefore, the minute Shabbos is over, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivin shavar HaShabbos v'yochel lovo. Now, we delayed having Elio come on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. So now the first opportunity we have is to remind and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please bring Elio as soon as possible, Sheyovo V'yavasrenu, and he should come and announce to us that Elio is coming. The issue foot number 11 brings down another reason that we say these songs dealing with Elio. He brings down from the tour in Reish Sadi Tes, Shehu Tov L'Zikaron. This is a school over here for memory. V'yu D'rochav Mutzlochim B'chol HaShvua. And likewise is a school up to have success in all of your ways during the week. Yeshifut number 12 points out that we don't mention about Elio on Matzah Yontif, and he rings down from the Bach. The reason is that we mention Elio on Matzah Shabbos, so therefore it's not necessary to mention that you'll have a good week, because you already mentioned that on the Matzah Shabbos before the Yontif. Furthermore, he says, the inyan of Geula is more appropriate for Shabbos, because Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Beis that if only Klal Yisrael were to observe two Shabboses in a row properly, miyad nigol, immediately we would be nigol. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Va'ayin be'el Yerabah shekosav." He says, "Look in the El Yerabah where he writes, deha midaktikim, those that are very careful in their performance of mitzvos, omrim gam shar pizmonim v'shirim, kasher hei mitzuyonim etzlenu." He says there are people that are righteous individuals that say additional pizmonim that can be found in the sedurim that we have. And likewise, a person should be careful, lomar, ribono shalolim v'chule, hochel es v'chule. And this can be found in the Tor in Reish Tzadi Tes, where he says there's a whole ribono shalolim over there. He says, hochel aleinu es hayomim, haboim l'kraseinu l'shalom, v'sashmienu, behen sosom v'simcha, etc. So there's this minuk to say this beautiful ribono shalolim and these ideas at that point as well. The issue foot number 13 brings down from the Torah that you say this after Havdalah. However, the Abu Dram suggests that you should say it before Havdalah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is based upon a Yerushalmi found in Brachos. And he says it's also in the Torah in Siman Reish Sadi Tes, as I just pointed out. Then he brings down, Yesh Mekomo Shemadlikin Neros Bimkom Ofel. There are places where they specifically light candles in dark places. Da'idezeh Zocha Shol L'mlucha. Because Shol, he would light candles in dark places to help out the people, so that was one of the reasons why he was Zocha to be Shol HaMelech. Therefore, we do a similar thing on Matzah Shabbos, that people should be safe and not trip, and should be able to see where they're going. Dishu foot number 14 brings down another reason for the lighting of candles on Motzei Shabbos, and he brings this down in Simen Shin. Sheyesh Noakim Laharbos Neiros of Motzei Shabbos Kedei Lalabos Es HaShabbos Bitzasa. This has nothing to do with the lighting it in dark places so the people should be able to see, but this is a proper way to escort the Shabbos out. Just like we brought the Shabbos in with candles, so too we should take the Shabbos out with candles and make a Sudas Malava Malka, which Amitz Hashem we will learn about in an upcoming Simen. With that, we conclude Simen Reish Sadi He, and we begin Reish Sadi Vav, which deals with the dinim of Havdalah al Hayayin. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Seder Havdalah Yayin Bisomim Ner Havdalah V'simonech Yavne. That we know we make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos al HaKos, and we do first the Bracha Bar Pri HaGofen on the Yayin, then we make the Bar Minim Bisomim, then we make the Bar Mir Re'esh, and then we make Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol. And the Simen to remind us that this is the first letter of each of these Brachos, or these ideas, Yavne, Yud Yayin, Beis Besomim, Nun Ner, and He is Havdalah, Hamavdil. At the end of Dishu foot number 1, he brings down a beautiful reason why the Chachamim set up this mnemonic over here of Yavne. He brings down for the Mati Yehuda, the name of the Rashbeitz. And he says it's based upon the strengths of the various senses of a person. And he says, Bruch of Yayin is Kineged, the sense of taste, which is like the strongest physical sense. Then he brings down the Besomim is the nose, which is the sense of Reach, which you can smell from a little bit away, as opposed to taste, which you have to be right there. And then the next one is sight, Re'iyah, which you can see from even very far away, you don't have to be right up close. And the last one is Havdalah, that's referring to the brain, which can be an abstract, total abstract idea, and don't even have to have it within your visual range. And he adds further that this is also the order in your body, so to say. You first start off the lowest point with the mouth, then you go up to the nose, then you go up to the eyes, then you go up to the brain. It's a beautiful idea over here that's alluded to in this mnemonic of Yavne. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph writes, Hinei HaRambam sover the mitzvah Havdalah hi dvar Torah kimo Kiddush. The Rambam's opinion is that Havdalah is a daraisa, just like Kiddush is a daraisa, so too is Havdalah. You have to bring in the Shabbos with Kiddush, you have to take the Shabbos out with Havdalah, adin daraisa, based upon the chlal Zochers Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. It's included in this idea of Zochers Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Shesarech Lizkar Oso Ulekacho, Bein Bechnisoso, Ubein Bitzioso. You have to do this both at the beginning and end of Shabbos. Bechnisa Bekiddush, at the beginning of Shabbos with Kiddush, Ubitzia BeHavdalah. And this tells us, Lomar, Shuhu Muvdo Biktusha Barosh Ubisof Mishar Yomim. And Shabbos is separate from the days before it, and the days after it, it's on a much higher level of Kedusha. Dishu foot number 2 therefore points out that if you say Shavua Tov to somebody, Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you're not Yotze in any way Havdalah. As opposed to by Kiddush, on the entrance of Shabbos, if you say Shabbat Shalom to somebody, you are Yotze Kiddush, at least on a Daraisa level, because you are Maskir Kedusha Shabbos. So that's the opinion of the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah asei daraisa to make Kiddush and Havdalah. And the Shaar Tzion Osalef, he brings down, this is not only the Rambam, this is also the Smag, the Chinuch, and the Magen Avraham brings down in the name of Tosos. They all hold that it is a daraisa to make Havdalah. However, he brings down now an opinion of the Yesh Omrim, which is the Rav HaMagid, in the name of Yesh Mefarshim, the Sefer Orchos HaChaim, and in the Avud Ram, that these v'yesh omrim hold shehu midivrei sofrim v'asmichuhu akra, that they all hold that the Havdalah is only a din derabbanan and it's based and is asmachta on the pasuk, and therefore v'tzarech lios gam kein bekos kamo bekiddush, and therefore they said it has to be arranged to do it on a kos, just like the rabbis instituted making kiddush on a kos, so too they instituted making Havdalah on a kos. But if the person made Havdalah in the Tefillah, l'kuli alma Havdalah kos derabbanan, then everybody agrees, even the opinions say the Havdalah is daraisa, they say that you fulfilled your Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei on a daraisa level, and even they agree, however, that the rabbi said that you should make it ala kos, but then that's only derabbanan. Back to the Mechaber, and Mechaber then tells us that Tzarech Lizor Shlo Yeh Kos Pogum. One has to be careful that all of the halachos that we learn by Pogum, by a kos of Kiddush, they apply as well to Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu, Shim Shoso Echod Min Hayayin Mitchila, that if somebody drank from this Havdalah cup before you made Havdalah on it, Nifgam Lavdalah, you shouldn't use this cup to make Havdalah on unless you add more wine to it. Ukmo Linyan Kiddush Leel Besimin Reish Ayin Alef Sifyud, as we learned all those halachos over there, Ayin Shom Mishnah Berurah, all these dinim apply as well, the Kos Pogum apply to Havdalah. Then he says, "Va'ayin be'achronim b'simin kuf pe'gimel shi'im akos bi'atzmo pogum in lahakpid olav imein lo acher." However, if you only have this cup over here and it's a pogum cup, then you are allowed to go make havdalah on it if there is no alternative choice. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah V'nagu lomar kodem avdolah shosim babayis. As we pointed out, this is babayis. The minog is to say these additional psukim or kapitloch before you say the bracha of bari priya gofen, so you only do this in the house. We pointed this out from the Aruch HaShulchan. He's medayik over here that you only do this in the house. However, many people do this as well in shul. And in either event, these are the psukim that we say that are familiar to people. Hinei kel Yeshua si v'gomer, kos Yeshua zesah v'gomer, lahud demaisar v'simcha v'gomer. And the reason for all of this, the Rama says, is l'simin tov. It should be a positive omen, so to say, for a good week. Then the Rama continues and he writes, u'bishas havdolah, when you say havdolah, yitnu einehem bakos ubaner. When you're saying havdolah, assuming you don't need to look into a sitter or a bencher in order to say the havdolah, so that's certainly, of course, preferable if you don't know it by heart, but if a person is saying it by heart, he should look at the kos and he should look at the candle while he's saying havdolah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, and Sivkot and Gimel, Hainu hamavdil v'gam hashomim ha'onim amen. This is true for the person saying the Abdullah, as well as for the people that are listening and answering amen. They should look at the cup and they should look at the candle. Kidei shelo yasichu daitam. And the purpose of this is they should maintain their concentration on the mitzvah of Abdullah over here and not lose track of where they are and daydream. The issue footnote number 5 points out you have to listen to the entire Abdullah very carefully. And even if you miss the last word over here, Hamavdi ben Kodesh lechol, and you don't hear the word lechol, so then you have a problem. You may not be Yotze, and you may have to go and repeat the entire Abdullah. Therefore, it's critically important for ever saying the Abdullah to say it loud and clear, and for everybody to listen carefully and not miss any of the words of the bracha. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'noagim lishpoch mikos shel yayin ala oretz. There's a custom to go and pour some of the wine out onto the ground, kodim shesiyim bari priya gofen, before you finish the bracha of bari priya gofen. But after you started it, so you shouldn't be doing it on a kos pogum. Kilei shelo yeh hakos pogum, because if you did it beforehand, then it would be baking the bracha on a kos pogum. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Dalit explains, Hainu, the Mishum Ze Einu Shofech Kodim Shemaskal Bracha. As I just pointed out, this is where I got it from the Mishnah Berurah. It says, don't pour it out before you make the Bracha. Kdei Shlo Yeyavarach Tchilas HaBracha Al Kos Pogum She'enu Moli. So this way you're not making the Bracha on a somewhat poured out cup, which isn't filled to the top. The Acha Siyam HaBracha. Likewise, after you finish the Bar Priya Gofen, Gamkin Lo Yuchal Lishbacha. Then it's the wrong thing to do to pour it out, because Yesh Bizui Lekos Shal Bracha Kishishofech Mimenu Achar Bracha Kodim Shasir, because that's inappropriate that you should pour out some of the wine onto the ground after you made the bracha before you drink. And therefore, the optimal time to pour over here, according to this opinion, is L'chein Shofchin Kodim Siyam HaBracha Vayin L'Kameh. He says the best thing to do over here is to pour it out after you started making the bracha, but before you finish making the bracha. But as he says in a moment, look ahead, we're going to disagree with this in a moment. And in fact, the Ramah says, V'tam HaShvicha, the purpose of pouring it out over here is Damrina, because we have a custom, a maxim that people say, Kobayi Shalo Nishbach Bo Yayin Kimayim, any house that doesn't have wine flowing like water, Ein Bo Simen Bracha, that's not a Simen Bracha. So in order to have this Simen Bracha over here, V'osikin L'Simen Tov B'tchilas HaShavua, we want to demonstrate this good omen over here for a good week, so to say. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Hay, the Achronim, he brings this down in the name of the Taz, the Morgan Avram, and the Shagasaya in the Sharatzion Oschess, Hiskimu de lo yishpoch bishas bracha klal, that the more optimal way is not to pour any of the wine off from the cup at all during the bracha. What should you do? Ella, this is what most people do. Ella b'shor shemozeh, at the time that you're filling up the cup, overflow it a little bit. Yishpechenu mole al kol gidosav, have it overflow on all the lip of the cup. Sheyishofech al oretz, and have it go on the ground. Think here, the ground doesn't mean lav davka, it has to be on the ground. It just means that you pour a little bit out. It could go into the tetzel, into the coaster that you have the cup on, or on a plate. The issue foot number 6 points out that the Havdalah that you make on Matzei Shabbos, that is Yontif, Sunday is Yontif, so he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that you don't overfill the cup then. Because the whole purpose is for a Simen Bracha, that you overflow it, and on Yontif, the idea of making more Parnassa is an anathema, and we don't say this over here, that's not what Yontif is about, to make Parnassa. He points out an interesting thing for those living in Eretz Yisrael, that when the year is the Shemitah year, so he brings down from Nissan Karlitz, that you shouldn't overflow it. But you just have a little bit pour into the coaster or the plate that you have the cup on, and afterwards you drink that because you shouldn't waste anything in the Shemitah year. And he adds, in this situation, you shouldn't use that wine to put out the candle as well, which many people have the custom that they put the candle into the wine to have the wine go, make the candle go out. In this situation, you also shouldn't put it into your eyes, as many people have the custom to do. The issue for number 7 says this little bit that spills out on a regular time of Matzei Shabbos, you don't have to be concerned about over here that you're it's a bizayon for the mashkin. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'gam zeh yesh lemayit chelek hanishpach." Don't pour out a lot. Mishum hefsid mashkim, because it's inappropriate to waste your wine. We are in the middle of this Ramah, However, this is a good break point, so we'll stop the shiur here today.